For I've witnessed these things to you through many decades, through ebbs and highs, through places of which you fought vehemently to hold the ground in which I gave you by promise and by prophecy. But know this, that as you lift up your eyes and look upon the horizon, look and say not in your heart, yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. But understand the harvest is ripe in front of you, says the Spirit of the Lord. And the empowerment is daily. The empowerment is to stay in your prayer closets, and as I send you forth as laborers into the harvest, as you meet, as you come, as you go, and then as I ask you to leave the safety of the ark, as I ask you to continue to go forth, that you will see such great signs and wonders that I have promised. And yes, you're on the threshold, the cusp. Now I'm asking you to walk through. Do not try to demonstrate anything of your own elective. But as you perceive, as I'm sending you forth, and as you perceive, as you stay very close to me in the place of prayer, the initiation of all things must come by my Spirit. The unction of all things must come by my Spirit. It is first that there's a willing heart to be obedient. But too many have tried to reap the harvest with a blatant command without receiving also the power through intimacy and walking in my word. And there's just so far that will take you. You'll run out of gas. You'll run out of steam. Emotion will come to an end. But as you stay in a place of my word, in a place of my presence, and move out of that place, and as I initiate in you and through you, I will direct you to the harvest. Sometimes it'll be a sheave here and a sheave there, and one or two stalks here and there. But then there will be times where combines will be released upon the harvest, and there will be those times where great harvesting will take place, and combines of my presence and of my Spirit and of the unction of my glory upon my people will sweep through communities. And I'm speaking about the now time, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Believe me, for the now time, for the present. Stay in the place of prayer. Move out of the place of prayer. The combines will go back to one or two. And then again, it'll be released. You'll find the harvest is great in either way, whether it is in a place of a personal closet with someone in a one-on-one situation, or you ministering to many. Be ready for every, as I said in my word, be instant in season and out. Allow my grace to come upon you at all times. Do not think of yourself ever, ever, ever as in the flesh. I have bought you with my blood. I've called you up as kings and priests. Say not in your heart, sometimes I walk in the flesh and sometimes I walk in the Spirit. Let these be things that you crucify to the cross. Let these things be to the death, the final. See their grave. See the grave and the gravestone of that called flesh, that it has no more allowance in your life, nor will you relate to it, nor will you relate to weaknesses, nor will you relate to fear, nor will you relate to sickness. I've called you, I've redeemed you. I'm calling you up. Harvesters, come forth. Stand before me, the wages will be great. You'll laugh, you'll sing going up this mountain. Oh, God. Oceans of people will celebrate me. Not just in heaven in the days ahead, but on this earth. I'm calling you as I have called you. Now is the time. Now is the season. Saith the Spirit of grace.